I am excited about this, and coming from ag country and growing up in a family heavily engaged in agriculture, just very excited about getting my hands into the bill, really working on some issues that are important, not only to Iowa's farmers and ranchers, but of course, farmers and ranchers from all across the United States.
Iowa Senator Joni Ernst preparing to write her first farm bill as a member of Congress, and as a member of the Senate Ag Committee, gets the chance to do that this week. When it comes to writing that farm bill, Ernst doesn't suspect it will have major changes from existing legislation.
That is what I'm seeing. And the Senate side is very much focused on making sure that we have our crop insurance protections in place. Very, very important to our farmers out there. We focus a lot on conservation as well. And we will, of course, have SNAP included in this as part of that broader package. But some differences between the House and the Senate versions, of course.
Though the House has been struggling to pass their version of the 2018 Farm Bill, Ernst says on the Senate side, they can get it done.
I do believe so. I think we have worked so well in our committee between the two conferences. Our Democratic members, our Republican members, we really sat down ahead of time. We worked through a lot of issues, and we've come up with bipartisan solutions. And I think that's the right thing to do. We need to get this bill through. We can always improve on past farm bills. Of course, we understand that. So we'll try our absolute best. But we want to make sure that it gets done as well. This is not a bill that we can just say, oh, well, we tried and just let it go. This is very, very important for our farmers, our ranchers, and just the general public as well, because there are so many titles within the bill. You mentioned the research. You mentioned some of the other areas like trade, which is really important. And of course, one of the headlines in today's news.
One issue not in the farm bill, but that has tied up time for Ernst and the White House, the Renewable Fuel Standard, or RFS.
I don't think we've found common ground, but we have averted some crises in that area. The president remains committed to America's farmers, and part of that commitment is upholding the congressional intent and the letter of the law when it comes to the Renewable Fuel Standard. And we're glad that he has maintained that commitment. But we do have to be vigilant moving forward, making sure that we are upholding that commitment to those farmers and finding those renewable energy sources like our biodiesel, like our ethanol, and making sure that we're encouraging domestic consumption of those products.
The president, a supporter of the renewable fuel standard and ethanol industry, is also wanting more done on infrastructure. That covers a lot of territory.
Absolutely. There are so many different areas that we will be focusing on with infrastructure. Of course, everybody thinks our roads and bridges. Well, that's very important, of course. But then we have other areas, whether it's water treatment systems, rural water, whether it is rural broadband. Those are all things that are very important to us. And whether we get that done in one broad package or whether we can do it in several smaller packages, we want to see this done. We know that it's important. Important for the development of our country and for us to get our goods to market. We have to have all of those things in place.
Senator Joni Ernst, member of the Senate Ag Committee, preparing to write a farm bill this week. From Capitol Hill, I'm Tony St. James.